This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Jordan. I'm joined by Moselle Spiller. We're talking about the Green Mountain Conservation Group. They have a number of events coming up, and you can check out more information on any of these by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Moselle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got the Green Mountain Conservation Group hosting these various events. So why don't we talk a little bit about the conservation group, and then we'll get right into it.
Sure. Green Mountain Conservation Group is a nonprofit organization founded in 1997, and our mission is to protect natural resources in the Ospee watershed, and that includes the towns of Eaton, Effingham, Freedom, Madison, Ospee, Sandwich, and Tamworth.
And the closest upcoming event that we have is actually happening tomorrow. That's going to be the Spring Raptor Migration Presentation. And that's 6 to 7 tomorrow evening at the Blue Heron House. That's right at the Green Mountain Conservation Group itself.
Yes, that will be taking place at our new conservation center in Effingham. And we just opened a year ago, and we're starting to have place-based educational events. Some are for kids, some are for adults. Tomorrow is an all-ages event, and you can come learn about the spring raptor migration, which occurs in the spring and fall, and it's a peak season when raptors travel to the south and back up. And tomorrow we'll have a special guest, Phil Brown, of the Harris Center and New Hampshire Audubon Society, and he will be teaching us identification of raptors, which include hawks, owls, vultures, osprey, and falcons, as well as talking about citizen scientist projects that monitor numbers of migratory raptors. And this is important because raptors are bioindicators of the environment. They are sensitive to chemicals, pesticides, and feed on small creatures. So the number of raptors indicates the health of the entire food chain.
Okay, so again, this is the Spring Raptor Migration Presentation. It's happening tomorrow, 6 to 7 in the evening at the Blue Heron House. That's at 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham. Again, you can get more information anytime by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Phil has actually been observing raptors around Pacmanadnock, so that's a little south of here, and that's on the way up to here as they migrate.
Correct, and in our local area, a great place to view raptors is actually Foss Mountain.
Oh, so there you go. If you're looking to see some raptors, that's the place to go.
Yes.
And go ahead.
Some raptors, including bald eagles, like environments that are near water and have the white pine. So the white pine in our area is the tallest tree. They can grow up to 150 feet tall. So the larger raptors like these really old pines because they have big branches to land in. So in Effingham, the Blue Heron Blue Heron House is right on the Ospee River, and we usually see raptors going up and down the river looking for small frogs and snakes and things. So it's going to be pretty cool to have Phil Brown doing this presentation, but also be in raptor territory.
And it's something that's always piqued, I think, my interest and a lot of other people's interest when you're driving along the road and you look up and you see some sort of bird and you're like, oh, I wonder what type of bird that is. And half the time you misidentify a turkey vulture for a raptor.
Right. You get excited. Oh my gosh, it's a bald eagle. Oh, it's a vulture.
No, vultures
are cool.
Maybe not as glamorous as a bald eagle, but yeah, they're absolutely cool. Actually, I do know for a while, a couple years back, there was some bald eagles hanging out along the Saco in Conway, and that was pretty cool to see when they were hanging out there. So you never know, if you keep your eyes open, what sort of raptors you might identify.
That's right.
And you can find out more information on how to identify raptors by swinging by Green Mountain Conservation Group's Spring Raptor Migration Presentation. Again, it's happening tomorrow, 6 till 7 in the evening at the Blue Heron House, 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham. That's 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham. And you can find more information anytime by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Moselle, I do want to know, what's your favorite raptor?
Putting you on the spot. Well, I like the little falcons.
The little falcons?
Yeah, they're like little fighter jets, you know?
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and on top of this event that's coming up, we have a number of other events, which we will briefly mention. There's the Ospee Aquifer Advisory Committee.
Yes, the Ospee Aquifer Advisor Committee, or OAAC, is open to the public, and it's a group of concerned citizens from the seven-town watershed, and we discuss issues affecting water quality.
And so that's going to be happening later this month.
That will be May 29th from 5 to 6 at the Blue Heron House.
So that's, again, 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham. There's also Get Wet, which is happening June 1st, and that's about testing water.
Yes, that Get Wet will occur at the Conway Library. It's in the afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m., June 1st. And this is a program where you can bring in a sample of water from your home and test it for iron, nitrites, phosphorus, and learn about what's going on in your home well.
And that's useful both because you're probably drinking your water and because it also kind of gives a sense of how the water overall, the health of the water overall in this general area.
Yes, and you would be surprised. Things can change from town to town, but the important thing to keep in mind is that we live over an aquifer that's a shared natural resource. So that means what happens in one town affects people in another town. So water knows no boundaries.
And again, that's Get Wet June 1st. There's also Creatures of the Night that's coming up at the end of June on the 22nd.
Yes, Creatures of the Night is presented by the Effingham Conservation Commission and will feature live animals from the Squam Lake Science Center. And that's happening at the Effingham Historical Society June 22nd at 1:30.
And finally, Keeping Our Lakes Healthy, that's going to be June 26th.
So this is a symposium on a broad range of water quality issues, and we will learn about BMPs, which are best management practices. So that can include septic system care, landscaping, ways to control stormwater runoff. So when you have impervious surfaces like a paved road or a lot of buildings near a lake or stream, water runs off and doesn't get soaked down into the earth. So it loads directly into water bodies. And you wouldn't think some things are pollutants, but sand and dirt has phosphorus and nitrogen, which are nutrients, and that loads into water and causes algae blooms. So an issue right now on Ospey Lake is cyanobacteria and also milfoil and algae. So those are exacerbated by nutrient loading. So this presentation will include things you can do as a homeowner to mitigate stormwater runoff.
And for those who don't know, the algae blooms, that tends to absorb all the oxygen in the water, which can actually impact the fish and actually harm the fish in the lakes and streams as well.
Right. And it makes it not fun to swim in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, there's the Green Mountain Conservation Group Spring Raptor Migration presentation tomorrow, 6 till 7 at the Blue Heron House. That's 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham. The Ospey Aquifer Advisory Committee, that's happening on the 29th of this month.
Yes.
29th of this month. There's Get Wet happening June 1st. Creatures of the Night, June 22nd, and Keeping Our Lakes Healthy, June 26th. You can find more information on any of these events by going to gmcg.org. That is gmcg.org. Mozelle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.